New York school bus workers have begun the third week of their strike. At Gracie Mansion today, school bus company owners and union leaders from Local 1181 of the Amalgamated Transit Workers met in an effort to resolve the strike. Union leaders maintain, however, that the Bloomberg administration should be part of the negotiations, saying it was their decision to seek new bids for special education bus routes that led to the strike. In its new bidding proposal, the Bloomberg administration is trying to avoid job guarantees for workers. The strike has affected roughly 5,000 of the 7,700 bus routes, affecting 100,000 children with special needs. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Sarah Catalinato, one of the parents affected by the strike and founder of Parents to Improve School Transportation. Catalinato says the city is accepting bids on 1,100 bus routes now, 1,100 in April, and another 1,100 in October.
If the process is actually as competitive as they say, many owners might not even have contracts next year, so they really are not the ones with the power to determine what the contracts will look like. It's really the city behind it that can, you know, end or prolong this strike by guaranteeing the people who serve our children loyally are not going to be forced to either restart at entry level or just completely lose their jobs that they've been working on for so long.
Now, you're one of the parents that's been directly affected by the strike because you have a special needs child. How has that been for you? What have you been doing?
My son has been a champ about it, but it's not the kind of thing that a family should have to figure out on their own on any kind of long-term basis. You know, there's a reason why the kids need the yellow bus. It's a related service on their IEP, which is a legal contract between the government and the family to provide an appropriate public education to every child regardless of their classification with any kind of learning or developmental disability.
What have you heard from the DOE while this has been going on? Have they given you alternatives or...
Well, let me get started on that. I got a robocall yesterday and they're talking about these vouchers, but I don't really trust that. Most importantly, people need to know, for example, that one of the alternatives is to go onto the website and pull down these PDF lessons for children who are at home, and there are very large numbers of children in especially what's called the District 75 schools who for physical and neurological reasons can't travel by other means, can't get around as well, and are missing school. These lessons are completely inappropriate for kids, let's say, in wheelchairs. There's a bunch of bicep curls and, you know, bench presses and all this stuff under the physical education lesson. There's there's nothing about read a book. There's just some passages and some multiple choice. And if you look at the dates, it's the same stuff they put out when the hurricane occurred and kids were homebound, you know, bored with nothing to do. So, again, we see that there's no special sensitivity or thought being applied to the rights of children to be able to access their education as the civil rights laws insist. Also, the Metro cards, I mean, that's a joke. You know, people just cannot do anything nearly approaching normal life until the mayor sits down at the table and, you know, bends a little bit and admits that the EPP does have a place in the contract, you know, as it always has, and that it's not illegal. It's just a little go-around where he did the bid a certain way to avoid having to put the EPP.
What about his argument that the costs are escalating? Is there any validity in that statement?
Well, his business judgment has nothing to do with the civil rights of children with disability, and you have to look at him giving a no-bid contract just last week to Joel Klein, who used to be at the Board of Ed and is now with Rupert Murdoch. You have to look at city time. You have to look at a number of software and IT and surveillance cameras in schools instead of school-age human beings to intervene and supervise children. I don't think that cheaper is always better when it comes to the safety and the education of our kids. I also don't think that the amount of money is so much related to what the drivers and the matrons are taking home. There's probably other forms of waste. We know that there are all kinds of executives at the Office of Pupil Transportation. We know that the bus companies are making a lot of money. Some of them are regional, northeast. Some of them are from California. They've taken the trouble to do this not because they care that the companies do bus children, not because they care, but because there's profit in it. So I think that the question of the money is not really tied into the strike. The strike just guarantees industry-wide seniority list, which is efficient. It's been shown by the city itself when it was audited less than 10 years ago, maybe about 8 years ago, that EPP works. It keeps continuity. It has good, knowledgeable people on the road. And for us, it's important for the children to have a properly trained and certified matron. This week, they're starting to try to put buses which have two drivers instead of a driver and a properly certified matron. In other words, they did some quickie training with CPR. They did a urine test, and they checked for the driver's license. And that's not the preparation that a person needs to properly supervise and nurture children with a wide range of special needs on the bus and the many things that can go wrong and just the whole stress of this situation. You know, I feel bad for them because it's not good to be given a job and not have the tools to do the job. But mostly I'm concerned for the children, and I hope that parents won't accept this kind of substandard approach to what is supposed to be, as I said, a related service. It's part of the education of the children.
Sarah Catalinato is a founder of Parents to Improve School Transportation. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles. On Saturday, parents will be doing a car caravan to visit strikers on the picket lines and to pay a visit to Mayor Bloomberg in his townhouse. To hear more about the school bus strike, tune into Building Bridges tonight at 7 p.m.